has the so-called curse of Strictly Come Dancing struck again. Comedian Sean Walsh and the professional dancer Katya Jones have hit the headlines after they were seen kissing outside a pub, despite both being in serious relationships. Both of them have released statements apologising for their actions, claiming it was a one-off fueled by alcohol. But there have now been calls for them to be removed from the show. With Strictly Come Dancing having a family image, what do you think? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Commentators Tina Calder and Niamh Horan are with us. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Niamh, what do you think?
I'm usually, when these things happen, I usually think there's a great deal of dignity in silence, you know, and not responding to something like that. But my God, that girl showed she's just a masterclass in class on how to handle yourself. It was the statement that she released yesterday.
You mean Sean's girlfriend, Rebecca Humphreys, who put a statement out on her own social media explaining her side of the story. She said that on the day those pictures were taken, it was her birthday. He had texted her to say, I'm going to be home a little bit later. We're going for an innocent drink. And she said, apparently not for the first time, that she had concerns over their relationship and if it was something inappropriate, which he denied.
And I think releasing a statement like that just was just pure dignified and class. The way she, you know, called out his behaviour, let everybody know what she was doing, let everybody know the type of way that he was treating her, and said, I'm moving on, I'm not accepting this. And I just love the fact that she started out by saying that she's not a victim, you know, because many people can cast her in that light. But, you know, I think, if anything, that she's better off to be shot at him. And I hate social media now. All of relationships and everything that goes on, playing back and forth in front of the public.
What about the issue, though, Niamh, of whether they should be removed from the show or
not?
Yeah,
I do think they should be removed. I think
why?
What they're doing is tantamount to emotional abuse. I mean, to put something like that out there, to be so, to have it all over social media, to not care that what you're doing to your partner like that and how hurtful that can be while you're on one of the biggest shows in the UK. Absolutely, I think that type of behaviour is just unacceptable.
It could be the issue, though, Niamh, that things like this happen all the time. It's just that we are aware of it in this situation. So given, you know, they didn't, I assume, seek to post those pictures, they were taken by probably a newspaper and then published online. So, you know, this happens all the time, we just don't know it.
It happens all the time. And then when I was looking at those photos, I actually wondered, was it all staged and set up because they were so overt about it? I mean, if you're going to be that disrespectful to your partners, dancing in the streets, kissing, while you're in a TV show that's renowned for couples cheating on each other, do they not think the cameras are going to be following them?
Tina?
I honestly wondered was the whole thing staged, but I mean, God, have some class.
Well, we have no idea if it's staged or not. As far as we're aware, they were just caught unaware. Tina Calder?
It's funny. I mean, I won't lie, I've had that thought myself, Niamh, you know, wonder is it a nice setup, you know, but I mean, I think we have to take into consideration that this is normal when it comes to Strictly. It would seem that Strictly has a way of pushing two humans together in a way that's very, I suppose, close, very, you know, they're in a situation where they're in constant bodily contact, you know, and I'm not going to turn around and say that what they did was right. What they did was terribly, terribly wrong, and how they humiliated and betrayed their partners in front of the nation. And even if it's not been taken by the Sun newspaper or whoever, there were still people on the street. There were still people there that could have seen them. As far as I'm concerned, they did this in public.
Do you think they should be booted off the programme?
No, I don't. I don't think they should be booted off the programme because they are human beings and, you know, there's plenty of other things that have gone on. I don't believe any of the other couples who got together during Strictly were booted off because of, you know, any kind of suspicions and things like that. Yes, these guys have been blatantly caught.
It's interesting what you say, Tina, in relation to the fact, you know, they spend a lot of time together. It's quite an intimate relationship, whether it's platonic or not, between the dancers and the celebs on Strictly. But for example, like I sit in an office not that far away from Nicola Weir, you know, less than a metre. It doesn't mean that something is going to happen.
You're not gyrating around the dance floor.
Yeah, you've not seen Nicola Weir in our office. But, you know, you get my point. You know, you can spend a lot of time. And like I see people that I work with, Gareth I work with or Stephen Nolan, more than I see my own parents, just because you spend that much time together when you work with people. So I just don't know if you can then say that's it's more understanding that leads to something to happen.
I'm not defending their actions. I want to make that very clear. But at the same time, we can't ignore the fact that if two human beings are responding to chemistry, it just happens. I think that both of them were very remiss in blaming it on alcohol. I think that was just really irresponsible. They should have admitted to what they'd done and moved on. I think that both partners who have been involved have acted with great dignity and class. And I'm glad to see that somebody in that foursome has some dignity and class, because certainly them two don't.
Niamh Horan, is it true that Katya's husband also works on Strictly as a dancer, maybe a backing dancer? That might make it very uncomfortable when the programme returns at the weekend.
Absolutely. You were wondering, should they be removed or not? Like, if they had any regard for the feelings of other people, they'd probably step away themselves. And, like, I would have zero interest. You ask, should they be removed? Why would any viewer want to see these two people after what they did? Dance away as part of a TV show. I have no interest in that. Unfortunately, though, you'll probably have more people tuning in than ever, and this is what this all boils down to. And I just think there's a really weird trend in TV shows now and entertainment where a lot of it revolves around torturing people, emotionally torturing people. You've got Love Island, you've got Big Brother.
How does that apply to Strictly, though?
Dancing, and you've got Strictly Come Dancing as well. Because you know, when these couples go in, maybe they pick the couple. Like, do you think that it's all down to dancing and they just can't help themselves? They get
no.
So hot or heavy.
I think it's all down to money to a huge extent. This is a really popular programme which the BBC has sold the rights to all over the world. You've got Dancing with the Stars in America, huge audiences, kicks X Factor in the backside almost every year now, and the stars that take part, I don't know what the dancers get paid, but I know the celebs, they get big money. So that's what draws them into this. Let's not pretend that we think it's anything but that. I would be very surprised to think it's romance.
All of the headlines around it as well are all about relationships breaking down and people cheating on each other. And I just think it's very coincidental that all of these couples they pick every year are very vulnerable to breaking up and cheating. I just would
I think there's, because let's not say that about everyone that takes part and has taken part in that programme. There are many that, you know, go take part. They dance, they do whatever with their dancing partner, but they do not feel the need to do anything beyond their own relationship. So I get what you're saying, Niamh, but I'm just not sure if that's fair. Do you think, Niamh, if they don't get booted off, because let's remember this programme works on votes, so you get voted to remain in the show and then eventually to win. If they don't get booted off, do you think that they will survive past this weekend?
Well, I hope they get booted off. I think it will say a lot about people tuning in if they get booted off. But, you know, I maybe it won't. Maybe they'll want to keep them in. It's the same with Love Island. When you see people who treat others awfully in that show, they stay in week after week after week.
That is different, though.
More of it.
That is different. Love Island is, I think I watched half of an episode, but it's basically about going somewhere to find love and getting people together. So you go there, you know, for a different reason.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that the same reason that they might keep somebody who's mistreating people in Love Island on this show for entertainment factor will probably happen with this show as well. And it's kind of a sad reflection of society.
Tina, last word on this to you.
Look, I think we shouldn't let a scandal get in the way of a good TV show. And let's all be a bit honest here. Come on, who hasn't revelled over, oh my goodness, here's another scandal to hit a reality?
Well, what does that say about us if you revel in someone else's misery?
There you go.
That's humanity. We love these disaster shows. We love these silly, you know,
my point exactly.
that go on them to wreck their own lives by behaving really badly.
Okay.
And as a public, we can't keep tuning in. I think there's probably going to be more ratings this weekend than there's ever been.
We'll have to wait and see. Tina Calder and Niamh Horan, thank you very much. Strictly returns at the weekend. We'll see what happens in the meantime.